Hello there. Today's story brings Paul to Rome.
Grandpa, the way Paul escaped death from the shipwreck and the snake bite shows God was taking care of him.
He surely was, Gary. And don't forget how kind the people were to them on that island where their ship was lost. After 3 months, Paul and the other prisoners were taken by the soldiers on another ship. Finally, they arrived in Italy, at a little town where they found Christians.
Did anyone know they were coming?
Oh, yes. Christians who heard they had arrived came down from Rome, which was 200 miles away, to meet them. Paul was thrilled and happy to see them.
You cheer my heart. I thank God for all of you, my fellow believers.
When they came to Rome, Julius the centurion spoke to Paul.
This is the end of a long and difficult journey. It has been my greatest adventure, meeting you and your God.
Then Paul was permitted to live by himself in a house with a soldier to guard him. After 3 days of fasting and prayer, Paul called the chief Jews together. They filled the house to hear Paul.
The reason I am here and bound with this chain is because I believe and preach Jesus is the Savior and was slain for our sins. He was buried, but 3 days later, he came back to life again and is alive forevermore.
The people came back again to hear Paul. This time, Paul preached and taught what the prophets had said. He showed them how all that was prophesied about Jesus had come to pass. Isaiah had said 700 years before, "Who has believed our report?" God's Son was wounded for our sins, and the guilt of us all was laid upon him. You see, this all happened when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Some who listened to Paul believed, and some did not believe. That is how it is today. Some believe and some do not. The choice is up to you. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." If you want to be saved, invite Jesus into your heart today.